Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent God's only Son into the world so that we might live through God. And in this world, in this love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent God's Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. Thus ends the reading.
Hope, peace, joy, and love. As you came into the church, you saw four banners, right? That was beautiful. That is all about the Advent season. And we light the candle of love. And we may say that Christmas is all about love, the love story. And I want to talk about that love, God's love. So let's begin with the idea of who God is. So when you think of God, what image comes in your mind first? What does God more look like? What is God? Who is God? So in his book, Your God is Too Small, John Phillips, he says, the conception of God many people have may be inadequate. That's not correct. And he says, some people have a concept of God, that God is a police officer wanting to catch you whenever you do something wrong. And some people have the idea that God is the judge wanting to sentence you whenever you have done something wrong. And some people have a concept of God as a father who is very much like their earthly father. So if they have a good memory with them, their father, I think that would be beautiful. Amazing. But many don't. And they think of God detached, too busy, unengaged, or sometimes upset or angry. And even in the Bible, we find that different authors have the different concept of God. Think about the Old Testament. Some early stories were handed down for a couple of thousand years, and they were written for about 1,000 years. And people's conception of God changed during the time. As we are getting to know more of God, as we are growing, people, that's the history. And some people focused on the concept of God, and this way, some others find another one. For instance, in early scripture, you may find that God is a warrior. Another part, you find that God is jealous. And you also find God is the ultimate holiness, and you find God is just, righteous, and merciful. And finally, we come to the idea that God is love. And we find so many concepts, images of God throughout the Bible. But the main point of the Bible is that God is the God of love. God is the God of love. As we see that in our scripture reading today from 1 John, it says, beloved, my friend, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love, they don't know who God is. It says, because God is love. The defining attribute of God's character, according to the 1 John, it is God is love. Then it would be helpful for us to know what the Bible means when it speaks of love. So a few weeks ago, we talked about two vocabulary in Greek, which Apostle Paul mentioned about and used in his letter, Philadelphia, which means brotherly love, sisterly love, or family love, with kind of responsibility and commitment. And the second one was agape, which means unconditional love. These are the words for love in the New Testament. Then what about the Old Testament? The Hebrew word for love, which is often used in the Old Testament, that is chesed. Chesed. In the Hebrew Bible, love is not feeling. I don't know how you feel with your spouse or your couple or your partner. Well, after my wedding, maybe 14 or 15 years later, I don't feel that heart beating so fast kind of love anymore. But I still love my wife so much, I can do so many things, and don't talk to my wife about that. It is not just about feeling. It is about more like the covenant. It is my decision of my will, which is manifested in my word, action, and deed. It is not a word of saying just, I love you, I love you, I love you, without following with action or some others, but it is self-giving unto one another. That is chesed we find in the Old Testament. So this helps me when I think about what love looks like in my relationship with my wife, my family, and you. Love is not just about feeling that I have. Love is primarily a willingness to give myself to them, willingness to think first their well-being rather than my own. And that is what biblical love looks like. That is self-giving, which Jesus shows us on his cross. That is the nature of God. That's why God gave Jesus Christ to us. And God is seeking our well-being, and God is faithful to us in this covenant of love. That's why we have Jesus Christ, and we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And because, as you know, God so loved the world, God did what? Amen. Amen. Love is God's nature. So all the story about Jesus, they are all about love, which God gives to us. Sometimes it is really hard for us to understand what that kind of love or feel like or looks like. But somehow God gives us indicator in this word so that we may glimpse sort of that unconditional love, saying, I love you no matter what you have done before. No matter what you have done before, I still love you. You are mine. God is saying, I have formed you in your mother's womb. And think about your child. I don't have a child, but I do remember what I have done to my father when I was little. So every day when my father came back home from the field, oh yes, I was just like her. Whenever he came back home, I ran to the door and screamed, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy's home, Daddy's home, like a doggy. I just loved him. It didn't matter he had a good day or not. It didn't matter. I didn't care if he made a good job or not. Who cares? I just loved him. And thinking back at the moment, I think my dad, my father, he might have felt so good. It's cool. And I did that until I became maybe 12 or 13, and I became a typical teenager. And let me give you another example. Another example of unconditional love. A friend of mine, she has a dog, and her dog's name is Yoda. Yes? And she said, when she comes back home, even before she opens the door, she knows Yoda is right there at the door. Yoda is always standing there, and she is going crazy, jumping here and there and running here and there. And my friend said, Yoda doesn't care if she did a good job or not. Yoda doesn't care if she made an amazing job or not. Yoda just loves her. That is a picture of unconditional love. Then one day, she got inspiration about unconditional love with Yoda, and she invited all the people, all the neighbors who has a dog, to the church because they know some kind of unconditional love. So if you find anybody or any neighbors who has dog, you might invite them. Okay? So God's love, it is unconditional love. Christina Rossetti wrote in her poem, she said, love came down at Christmas. Love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas. Star, angels gave the sign. Each one of us needs to be loved. We are created that way. You may find a baby who is crying, right? You watch the baby's mom and dad holding the baby tight. And then the baby became quieter, because the baby longed to be loved. I don't think they understand what that is. Yes, sometimes the baby is crying because they are hungry, or they did number two. But I think babies, they know how to be loved. And we know throughout our entire life, we have the same desire. That's our nature. Same desire to be treasured, valued, and loved by God and God's people and more. But sadly, some of us or someone around you might never receive that kind of love when they were little. A friend of mine lost her mother a couple of years ago. She really didn't like somebody say God has a father figure or mother figure, because she said she didn't have any good memory with her parents. Her father passed away when she was little, and her mother was so strict, and she never talked to my friend, I love you. So my friend, she doesn't like that kind of father figure or mother figure of God. So here is the thing. You or somebody around you may not have a lovely memory with the people who are supposed to love them, or their spouse, or their family may not tell them love enough. Maybe your heart may have been broken by your beloved one. But I want to remind you, there is the one. There is the one who loves you, who formed you in your mother's womb, and who knows all you have done before, all you are thinking, but still say, I love you. No matter what you have done, you are treasured. You are so precious, and you are loved with covenant royalty kind of love. And God is saying to us, I am not going to let you go. When we finally know this kind of love of God, I believe that changes everything. Because that's the moment we understand we are really worthy enough before God and the people of God, and we know the value of ourselves and the people around us, and we have God who has our back. That's the love we need to know, especially in this season. And let me just continue my friend's story, who never heard from her mother, "I love you." One day, a doctor said she had a cancer. And doctor said, "Maybe you have 1 month or two." And it went so bad. My friend, she didn't want to take care of her because she had a lot of hurt. But she was the only one. So she was going to take care of her. And 1 month later, she passed away. But just 2 days before she passed away, her mother talked to her, "Honey, I don't think I have never said I love you. I've been so strict. I didn't mean that, but I'm really sorry. I don't know how many days I left, but I want to say I love you." Two days later, she passed away. That was a long time to wait. Sometimes we need to say, "I love you," in our word and action. And I think Christmas is a perfect season for that. So I want to encourage you to say, "I love you," to your family, friends, and neighbors. I want to encourage you to say that before you leave this church, before you arrive your home, and every day during the week and more. It is perfect season to say "I love you" and express our love in our word and action. Let us extend our love as we receive God's love to the people around us and our neighbors, because God is love, and the love is the nature of God, because we are called to share this love, especially in this season of love, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.